If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
That it's February, right?
On the right stuff.biz.
Cause I got woke on Black Fake History Month. Black Fake.
Yeah, now I know.
Alright, that's enough of that. Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on the right stuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed. And we need you to change that. See, the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded. We have no sponsors. We have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to the rightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure, so you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
That one never worked out. Boy, why did that never become an entire song? Well, see, there's a man named Chris Cornell.
And he sings like worse than Dio!
And I can't do that. So this is all the cringe, that's all the cringe.
Oh, so you never fully released that song? I mean...
Well, I never, this is the most vocals I ever laid down.
Yeah, we was gay!
The yeah was good.
I remember when you were agonizing over this, yeah. I vaguely remember that.
Those vocals are fun.
You can't sing like Chris Cornell unless you throw your voice out.
And I just can't do it. I can throw my voice out, and it still wouldn't help.
I know.
I mean, it's the thought that counts, right? No, it's the performance that counts. Let's not go.
I think that you have to be abused by your Jewish mother in order to get that vocal range.
And then die early of some kind of weird cancer,
Is he dead?
He's dead. What did he die of? What? Did he die of, pancreatic?
I thought he died of an OD or something.
Oh, was that
another one of those?
No, you know what? Yeah, it's one of those, I like to drink, I like to take prescription drugs and regular drugs all at the same time, and now I'm dead. I think so.
Probably. Probably just, never not on drugs guy. Dies. Oh, wow. Who could have thought it?
No. Yeah.
Died at 52. He died in Detroit?
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean...
Probably, that's... Well, I think a lot of people die in Detroit.
There's a lot of... Yeah, it's not unusual for people to die there. It's kind of in the realm
of... Looks like there was a lawsuit and a settlement. The doctors had ever prescribed him stuff.
Oh, please.
Pleased to be prescribing prescription painkiller, Mr. Cornell.
Let's not pretend this dude wasn't
hello, Mr. Soundgarden. We will give you the drugs you need to... Inspire your latest solo
record. Oh, no,
that's what
I forgot. No, he fucking killed himself. It was a suicide. He hung himself.
Oh, for real? I forgot all about that.
Yeah, he did have Ativan in his system. Oh, that's weird.
Did he really hang himself, or was it the masturbating thing,
God.
Carotene? You know, someone was talking the other day. Where did I pick this up from? The carotene? That might have been a murder stage to look like autoerotic asphyxiation?
Dude.
Well, and I'm like, what about the guy from NXS?
See, that's something that I just never cared enough about to even look into.
Well, if you're a first responder, if you're the authorities, and you wander upon the suicide scene in which a man has been autoerotically asphyxiated, are you going to really investigate? Jesus Christ, I don't want to know anything else about this. All right, just somebody come bag him. It's obvious what happened here. Let's just get out of here.
Yeah, right? I would imagine that there are probably markers where you could differentiate this
guy. Yeah, but
guy.
Do you want to look like, all right, just get this fucking dude, pervert. I feel bad. I didn't want to know this about this dude.
These people see all kinds of shit all the time. Seeing a naked person isn't going to faze them.
No, not naked. Just be like... That particular, like, I have, like, a bed sheet tied to the doorknob or a belt, and my neck, and my dick in my hand, and I'm a dead body. People are just like, all right, let's just get the hell out of here. Yeah. Everybody, they're like, there's no need to look any further. We see what this is all about. Think about it. It's the perfect. Didn't they do a murder like that in The Wire?
I don't remember.
I remember in The Wire that some nigglet, they made it look like he hung himself out a door, but it was actually a hit. I can't remember. I think it was a peanut head one that, like, went to jail. Like the little cousin or whatever. I don't fucking remember.
I don't remember.
I swear,
at
I think
all.
They. I don't think they did like the dick in hand bit, but they did the.
Because the niggers wouldn't know about. I don't know. They wouldn't be creative enough to do something like that. They'd be like, hey, let's make it look like he autoerotic asphyxiated himself.
Yeah, that is a little high IQ for niggers.
They do know about price elasticity, though. It do be called price elasticity.
It's because I put on khaki pants and went to community college.
I learned at a community college. That's like when Dookie and Poo Poo be overcharging for the fallen soldiers.
The Wire is kind of just like one big piece of fake black history. Because it's like...
Wait, it's real, though.
It seems real. It's realistic, but it is a fake. It's not a true story. But like a lot of people like watch it and they're like, I know about like the struggle of blacks now.
I just got an idea. Black fake history update.
The Wire is fake.
Well, there's that, but a TV show that is also very fake, but the thing was real. The Central Park Five, or as I like to call it, the Central Park Six.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a new thing with that.
The fucking Muslim guy, the fucking insufferable Youssef, whatever the fuck. Like I couldn't have done this because I'm a devout Muslim. Yeah, fuck you.
You got arrested.
You're a nigger. Oh, he got arrested?
There's no.
Well, no. My update was he's on the city council.
Yes, yeah, but he got stopped by cops, and like there's a big
that's not
big
new.
Thing.
Like, wow, a nigger got stopped by cops. No, but my thing is like this nigger that was found guilty, thrown in juvie.
Yeah,
and then like 25 years later, they exonerate him, and then he becomes a city councilman in New York. So like, holy fucking shit! And you think this like I'm wasting time talking about a television show that like made these people look like innocent little cherubic fucking like no fuck that these people get to rule over you now. This guy fucking literally him and his four friends and then a sixth guy came along after they were done like took like they beat the shit out of and took turns raping a white jogging lady in Central Park, and their excuse was basically, well, they're just wilding. Like what? It was like every night of the week, like all the niggers in New York City run to Central Park and just for fun as a hobby they go around and they generally commit like petty acts of accessible amounts of assault and battery. Like they don't actually like kill anyone, but this one time it got out of hand and this lady got raped and killed and they left her for dead and somebody else came along and finished her off, and then they try to pretend like, oh, that guy confessed to the entire thing. It's like, no. That guy was a sick, like, rapist murderer who came across, like, an incapacitated white woman. He's like, oh, half the job's done for me here. I'll just do another rape, and maybe I'll smack her on the head a couple more times and she'll die. Well, she didn't ever die. Pardon me. Mm. But it was an attempt, like, the thought, again, like really terrible vocals on a Soundgarden cover, it was the thought that counts. They tried to kill her. They just, you know, aren't very good at it. But yeah, that guy... That guy's a city councilman. Like, what's the campaign for that? Like, what was his campaign? I want to know, like, a full history.
Oh,
of,
dude,
like,
his campaign
was
they did a racism against me, now vote. Like, that's all. Like, it's just, he was campaigning literally on that.
Are niggers in the city that stupid? They really think that nigger was innocent? I guess they do.
I mean, why does it surprise you? Like, of course he, of course, dude, him winning surprised you? Like, come on. As soon as
I was surprised at like the amount of like this is like Jewish levels.
I was surprised
of chutzpah.
He wasn't dead.
This was Jewish levels of chutzpah, not like a black guy.
I was surprised he wasn't dead because I thought that they were all dead.
They're not all dead. No. They all have millions of dollars.
Several of them are dead.
That must be recent then, because when we last covered like the television show, like they'd all been given like multi-million-dollar settlements by
Yeah, they're just going to buy drugs and
De Blasio.
But like, I think I'd have to look into. Some of them are definitely dead, I think. But
this was my first like real with a woman.
But every single article mentioning this and talking about the city council race is like forced to use the term exonerated.
Well, they don't have to. Like, he was exonerated. The courts, like, legit went and they said, all right, you're exonerated. I mean, it basically just shows how illegitimate the court system is. That like, doesn't, like, he's not, like, that's an indictment on the justice system. Like, it's here to prey on white people. It's here to not just forgive, but reward niggers for doing violent crime. Because that's essentially what happened. Those people are filthy rich. One of the reasons I'm surprised he became a city councilman is he could have just gone and been rich in private like the rest of them are. Instead, he's like, I'm city council now. Boo-ga-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. He's like a boo-boo-boo-looking nigger. He was, at least in the show, he was so dark. I think in real life, he was very dark, too. He had, like, the kid in play flat top. It's just obnoxious. I'm a Muslim. A Muslim cannot lie.
So
that was one of the things they said in the documentary. One of the various documentaries that a Muslim cannot lie, and therefore, I can't lie, and I didn't do nothing. Okay, Youssef. Got it. All right, what do you got there?
So,
oh, he was arrested,
He wasn't arrested. He was stopped. And they're trying to make it like, once again, he was a victim of racism.
It was over his tints, right?
But he was stopped because his windows were illegally tinted. And he was also essentially caught. Now, this isn't a big deal because people do this shit all the time, but he was caught basically committing insurance fraud because his car is still registered in Georgia. But he lives in New York City, but he doesn't want to pay New York car insurance rates. So he just kept his residence. That's not a big deal. Like, even white people do that shit. But it's
I literally know somebody who does that.
Everybody does that shit, too.
Shit, you just maintain an address somewhere else in New York State, you could do that.
Doesn't Georgia not even have, like, vehicle inspections?
Well, here's what's really going on, though. It's not. He's probably not even consciously doing this. He's just being lazy. Because he lived in Georgia until 2022 when he moved back to New York to run for city council. And he just kept his same car. He just didn't, like... He probably still lives in Georgia
The Georgia registration's probably expired, then.
Apparently, there's all kinds of problems with the vehicle.
Well, because it's a nigger.
Yeah. But it's also, like, it's there's really no juice to squeeze here, or whatever the saying goes, because it's like the cop pulled him over for illegal tints. Now, sure, if you see a BMW in New York City with illegal tints, like, there's a nigger behind those tints, and you know that. But
I'm shocked.
You can't pretend.
I'm shocked they're still pulling somebody over for that stuff.
Well,
I thought we just didn't do that anymore. It's like if you're in Pennsylvania, like if you're in Philadelphia, Philadelphia, you can just drive around with no taillights. So they're not going to pull you over because they just assume like, oh, you're a nigger. I'm going to have to shoot.
Here's what I would say to niggers: don't have tinted windows. Then you'll definitely not get pulled over. Because if they can see that you're black,
aren't you tinted enough? No one can see you.
No. My point is like
eyes and teeth falling down the street.
Theoretically, the reason niggers have tints is because it's sort of funny. Well, niggers have tints because they're just being niggers, right? Like they just think it's.
I think there's a couple of very nasty reasons. I think
well,
one
they don't
of them
want their
is obviously
to, like, locate them.
You ever Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
Vaguely, yeah.
The little girl asked Morgan Freeman. It's like I'm like, did God tint you?
Why? Yes, he did.
She asked if God painted it.
Left you in the oven too long. You got burnt.
He poked your cheeks for some reason.
He not only did he paint me, he did a little detailing work on my cheeks. he did some dry brush technique.
Bad patchwork there. It kind of gummed up. It didn't lay down flat. It shrunk, and then some of it. Yeah. They didn't brush it off. Now it's stuck there.
It was a dry brush technique on the cheeks.
Still kind of finding his way.
Working on his still breaking that kiln in.
Do you use the dry brush technique to like simulate like a rock surface? So like for the pockmark, like you know, you just Alex knows about the dry brush technique.
Yeah, I know all about the dry brush technique. I generally frown upon it, except in very specific applications.
What's his name? Yusuf what?
Yusuf Salam.
Ramsey Yusuf.
Which Yusuf is like Salam. How many fucking niggers that convert to Islam like? Pretend that that's their name.
I did want to point out real fast one thing with the tinted windows is the one reason they do that is that way they can have their handgun ready to shoot the police officer whenever he walks up to the car. That's why cops really don't like that stuff.
That's why they're illegal.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's also, they also, I think, do it so, like, that you know, they're ops. They don't get caught. You know,
imagine if, like, niggers were just illegal, you know? Like, think of all the problems that are basically, like, all the weird laws in the books and stuff that goes on. I was like, these are just anti-nigger laws because they're a giant problem. Like, if I was driving around with tinted windows, that would just mean, that doesn't mean anything. I'm not going to shoot anybody. But when you get niggers involved, like, oh, it's like they got their ops and.
Well, so the ops thing, though, it's like every nigger looks the same. So what good does it do to sort of conceal yourself? Like, how do they even recognize other niggers? Is it just purely based on what they're wearing?
I often wonder that myself. Like, how can they tell one another apart? It must be like, you know, like in intraspecies, like it's different for them.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Somebody commented in our comments a little bit ago that, like, he's upset that, like, the level of racism, or no, he said the level of exposure to niggers that I get in America has made me actually be able to start differentiating them, where I used to not be able to when I was a kid. He's like, I see them so often now because they're everywhere in pop culture that, like, I can now start telling the difference between them. Oh, interesting.
The amount of niggers in pop culture everywhere is astounding.
Yeah. But, like, so something like Yousef Salaam, like, it's not that, you know, he looks necessarily the same as, like, every other nigger, but he doesn't look like, you wouldn't recognize him. Like, why, if you saw him, you'd be like, so, if, like, what, this cop was supposed
to. What happens, I think, is your brain is just going to put him into the nigger category. But
like, immediately, particularly given the BMW and the tints and all that shit. But, like, the other thing is that, like, first of all, nothing's actually happening to this cop because there's no evidence that he stopped him for racism reason. And for all we know, it was a black cop. Like, we don't know the race of the cop. Like, this isn't actually a scandal. Like, the only people making a thing of it are some of the Liptar papers where it's the New York Post here is, like, supporting the cops. Like, and it doesn't seem that there's any issue there. And it's not really being made a big deal of. I just sort of saw it. I sort of saw it in passing.
I'm looking at the New York Daily News now.
Oh, right.
I don't want to sign up. Thank you.
The New York Daily News is kind of like libtarded.
That's
libtarded.
That's generally hardcore libtard. So.
Yeah.
There he is with a stupid hat on.
Yeah.
NYPD stop of Yousef Salaam sparks debate as polls ready to buck Mayor Adams How Many Stops Act. What is the How Many Stops
That's,
Act?
That's
how many stops does it take to get a nigger like to stop? Like to follow
it's something,
traffic laws, like we have to shoot them.
I don't know actually, but it's something that is an attempt to. It's in New York City, the city council is like basically always on the side of like black people should just be allowed to do crimes, and the reason that they are is because they're filled with either blacks themselves or like extremely ideological libtards, and those. Conservative or like right wing voices on the city council are always like a teeny tiny minority, only coming from a few districts that put Republicans on there, and they can always do a big tough on crime stance because they're just going to get voted down like 5-1. But Adams is this is something that's like it's like how many stops mean basically like police. It's effectively probably like cops aren't allowed to stop people is probably the upshot of it, and Adams is going to veto it because he's like we've got enough nigger big shots here. Like essentially is what he's saying. Like he's basically like, look, there's only so far that you can cripple law enforcement. Like we need to be able to have some kind of policing, and I'm sure that there's lots of Jews and stuff behind him wanting him to do that. And that was initially why Adams even won the mayor race in New York, was because he was the pro law enforcement, pro tough on crime black Democrat. So it's like, okay, he's a Democrat, he's black. He's doing the tough on crime pro cop thing, so you can safely vote for him if you are like a libtard that kind of actually secretly in your heart wants a bunch of cops out on the street, but you can never admit this in public, you know. So he won on based on that, but and so apparently this How Many Stops Act, I'm sure it actually is very stupid.
So
and
it says after Councilman Yousef Salaam's account of recently being pulled over by cops prompted the NYPD to release video. An explanation of the incident, because it's not self-explanatory.
Because you should always, because Yousef Salaam isn't just like a nigger that's gonna fucking do this shit all the time.
Well,
like,
he's just an innocent angel.
Yeah, if anyone thinks that, like, I'm sorry. And of course, like the fucking Jewish Amy Goodman in that stupid show Democracy Now! Did a segment on this and tried to make a thing of it. It's like, no, fuck you. Like, this nigger is a liar. He's obviously doing criminal stuff, or he's just a shyster. He's fucking one of these niggers. Anytime a white person looks at him, he's gonna try and make it a case. It's just like fuck
so.
You.
He's saying he was stopped. So they're saying he was stopped for driving with tinted windows. The politician's allies are focusing on what was said or not during the exchange. Salaam has argued that the Friday incident shows the need for the How Many Stops Act, which would require cops to document
every investigative encounter they have with civilians. Apparently they don't do that already. Though the legislation would not require officers to explain the reason they stop individuals. So what's the fucking point? This is another excuse. So,
it's to pad fucking racism statistics or something to show that, like, we're stuck. Because I'm assuming that if a cop stops somebody and lets them go, that they don't actually have to file a report, which is probably a big motivation for them letting people go.
So his allies say that the officer should have given him a reason for pulling him over. Several participants on a Zoom call with Salam at the time of the incident backed up his assertion that he asked the police over who stopped him in Harlem, "Why am I being pulled over?"
Because they would never lie either.
Yeah, right. Councilwoman Sandy Nurse of Brooklyn, Mandela Jones of the Council Speaker's Office, and Michael Szczytski of the New York Civil Liberties Union say they heard the question. Oh, I'm sure he heard it. We clearly heard it on the Zoom because as soon as he left, we started talking about, like, why didn't he answer your question?
So what was the name of the NYCLU? That's a Jew, right?
Szczytski.
Yeah.
Michael Szczytski.
I'm going to
bet. S-I-S-I-T-Z. K.Y. Szczytski.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going with Jewish.
Not to be confused with Michael J. Straczynski, who is not Jewish. He's Polish.
Straczynski. It's a Szczytski.
He's a libtard.
And, well, he's on.
He's a fucking libtard.
If he's on a CLU, he's a Jew.
Good writer.
It's like hey, thanks for tuning in to today's Daily Shoah. The first half, anyway, with annoying ads interrupting it throughout. You can get away from this by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and signing up for a subscription. You will be treated to the full show on a convenient RSS feed in one giant file. You'll never have to hear these sales pitches again, and you'll get to comment and use the Bang forum. What fun! Join us, therightstuff.biz/paywall.
If he's part of the NYCLU, he's a fucking Jew. Yeah. If his name is Szczytski and he's in the NYCLU, he's a Jew. It's not even spelled the way Polak spell it either. It's like SKY.
So many of those like 90s creators are just raging libtards. Dude, 80s, 90s creators. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
They're Jews, like Chris Claremont.
I'm interested in these gay little details now.
Yeah,
he didn't say why he pulled you over. This is the big issue. It was a missed opportunity by the officer to alert the council member of whatever it was he was stopping him for. He was willing to engage.
I just don't believe it.
And the officer just failed to let him know. So we were thinking, what could this be about? Police body camera video of the stop doesn't show Salam explicitly asking the question during the brief traffic stop. Wow! I'm shocked by that revelation! You mean that this is bullshit? Like, he says that he asked in the body video, doesn't say it, but how are we going to step over that? Daily News. Step right over that. I introduced myself as Councilman Yusuf Salam and subsequently asked the officer why I was pulled over. Instead of answering my question, the officer stated, "We're done here," and proceeded to walk away.
Right.
That sounds like the whole story. That sounds like we're done here.
I would be willing to believe that like a cop saw, oh, this is a nigger city councilman. Yeah, I'm done. All right. Have a good day.
That's possible.
I would not be surprised. He probably, and the cop probably thought that would mean like nothing happened.
Oh, dude, listen to this.
Yeah.
Okay. The 41-second video of the encounter released by the NYPD differed from his account of what happened. Yeah, though it's not clear if the footage captured the entire police stop. The audio in the released footage begins immediately, but footage from Axon body cameras have a buffering period. Buffering, buffering, buffering. In which audio isn't recorded until 60 seconds after an officer activates the camera's recording switch. Obviously, all the racism happened in that 60 seconds that may or may not exist.
I'll bet you that's why they have that. Because there's no good reason to have that. Why would you not have audio as soon as you have video?
I'm sure that it has buffering. Because it's probably always recording. And every minute it deletes so that you're not just recording.
I gotcha, yeah.
But I guarantee you that the push button is not going to not capture the preceding minute. They're just trying to pretend that there was racism. There was something horrible happened before that started recording. Because why else would Councilman be lying?
What I'll bet actually happened is that he said, I'm council member Yusuf Salam, and the guy's like, all right, have a good day,
it's like,
sir.
Well, you're innocent of rape and attempted murder. I guess you're innocent of this, too. I'll see you later.
I don't even know if the cop necessarily made the connection to the Central Park Five or not. If he knew about it or not, he might not have even realized it.
I'm willing to believe that every single New York City cop knows about the Central Park Five.
They know about it, but they might not immediately know about it. But again, actually, though,
I would push back on that. I would think that, like,
given the publicity of the campaign for the city council, probably would know about it. Yeah.
I bet there's, like, NYPD, daily reminders about the Central Park Five. Daily reminder.
In fact,
That's exact. I mean, can we get the body cam footage? Can we just watch it? Like, I think it's here on the New York Post.
Oh, listen to this. The officer identifies himself and Salam responds, "I'm council member Salam." "Oh, council member," the cop replies, with Salam then saying, "This district, District 9? "Oh, okay. Have a good one," the officer says, and starts walking from the car. "Everything okay?"
Yeah, so exactly right. Exactly right. So he just...
And the officer's up, "Yup, you're working, right?" And then Salam's brief reply is not audible, for the officer says, "Take care, sir."
There you go. So basically what really was documented is Yusuf Salam using his pull...
Yeah, to not get a ticket.
To get out of a ticket for an illegal... For doing it, for having an illegally registered car and illegal tinted windows. That's what was actually documented here. There was zero racism.
Right. The statement released Saturday, the NYPD said Salam's car had Georgia license plates and dark tints.
Dude, the fucking nerve of this nigger.
Yep.
The nerve of this fucking nigger. He actually was, the cop was doing him a fucking favor. He saw, okay, what was actually documented here was just blatant corruption. And the cop just being like, all right, this is someone that could threaten my job. And basically, there's probably also been a long-standing understanding amongst the cops, like, oh, it's the city council member, you pull them over, probably best to just be like, have a good one. And you know what? Most of the city council members understand what happened and are nice enough to not make a fucking stink about it. Because I guarantee you, these nigger city council members, they all have illegally registered cars, they've all got tints, they probably all have cash, drugs, guns, all kinds of shit in their car. If they actually got stopped and the car was towed, they would be fucked. But, like, the cops are just like, oh, yeah, that's somebody with authority. That's somebody with power. So here's I'm just going to go ahead and,
So here's a white demon rat council member from Queens.
Yeah, he's mad. This nigga mad.
He says, this is damning. An elected official with illegal tints and out-of-state plates, not legally registered, using his office title to evade the law. And he called for Salam to lose his public safety committee chairmanship.
But let's also be honest. Like, when you get pulled over, you also identify yourself as a city council and the cop walks away.
I might just start doing
that.
Hi, I'm city councilman Salam.
Yeah, hi, I'm city council. They would probably beat the fuck out of you. Because that's the thing about the New York police is that, like, if you're not Yusuf Salam and you fuck with them, they will calm down on you with, like, furious, like, immediate, violently angry responses. I've had a few, like, tense encounters with NYPD where I was actually, and it's a strategy they do where they come hard right away to, like, you know, you don't do, like, the banter, right? Like, as soon as you talk back the slightest bit, like, they're, like, right up in you. And I was like, whoa. Like, they were doing it. One year when I lived in Brooklyn, I went to, there was this gas station down the street for me in the convenience store. And I would get, like, sodas and snacks and stuff like that there. And I went in there one day. And it was a known spot for, like, heroin and drugs and shit. But I would just go there because I lived in a shitty apartment down the street, and I would go and get, like the shitty food there, so I didn't have to go all the way to the fucking grocery store.
Oh, you're in that urban food desert.
Yeah, I was in my 20s, so it's, you know, you're I was living
in
like
that
shit,
convenience store. So yeah.
So I walk in there, and you know, I was whatever. I just grabbed some. I was just getting like snacks and shit, and I go up to the counter, and then on the way out, the cops.
What kind
like,
of snacks did you get?
I don't fucking remember. Probably like chips.
You can't do some like banters, like some.
I'm assuming I was getting
you get some, like you get like some off-brand like Dominican chips and shit that just tastes like oil. You ever get those?
No, I used to.
They're not
like
Doritos, but they're some
like
kind
of. I probably got something. Probably got something.
Well, usually don't have them. Like you go to some of these.
They
bodegas,
have like really shitty selection, right? Like, the best you're gonna get is like the Utz like rippled.
Oh, see, there's some places where they just have this weird shit that's not in English. And it looks like Doritos, and then you buy it, and it just tastes like peanut oil, and like gives you stomach.
No, they at least had some basic name brand stuff that you knew.
Are we back in India again?
Yeah, right. We're back in India.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. We got thumbs up.
Get to the Pepsi. It's not Pepsi.
Pepsi.
But
no Cheetos here.
This was still like in the middle of New York City. Like they still had like the normal stuff. They didn't have the premium. They wouldn't have like the kettle chip. They wouldn't have the kettle chip there.
No.
If you wanted the kettle chip, you had to go to the supermarket.
Or like kettle corn, like that sweet ass popcorn. With the, yeah.
Oh,
it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Get some kettle corn.
I'm iffy on it. It's all
Mexicans,
right.
It's just like 5 gallon bucket corn. Like they just poured it in there and they dump some shit on it and put it in a bag.
Well, they also have like the orange cheese powder on the popcorn. You know that type.
Oh yeah, that's the best.
But it's like.
I mean,
it's like stains.
The founding
fingers.
Of America. I mean, say what you want; it was all made worth it by the invention of the orange like cheese powder dust.
fucking just put that on every. Put on popcorn. Put on chips.
I mean, that's. Yeah, I mean, that's one opinion.
That's what they should do with like the Statue of Liberty is just have like have those fingers stained with like.
Well, you know, like the Dorito, they had a tough time inventing the Doritos. It's like they had a tortilla chip, and just with the normal like salt, like a pit, like it just didn't have enough flavor. They didn't know what to do. So they put the cheese powder on it from the cheese doodles, and they're like, "Oh, now it's a hit!" So it's like, "That's boom, that's America." Put some cheese powder on it.
I have a buddy who claims that they did like a lot of experimentation with these flavors.
They did
on niggers. Like, is this some of like the? Is this
that's the real Tuskegee experiment. Like, the real Tuskegee experiment was like
hits the hardest, right? Like,
I heard the story, right? Like he was working some kind of event, and it was for like Doritos, one of these companies, and they were testing out these new flavors. And of course, the white people tended to not like that stuff. They were like, I don't know if I really need like tangy, the triple cheese burrito, like Dorito flavor with the Mountain Dew added to it. Like, I don't know about this, but there was like these Beaner staff.
No, white people. If Mountain Dew's added to it, white people be all about it. Niggers don't drink Mountain Dew. That's what white people. Right.
Oh, but anyway, so there were these Beaners that were just working there at this conference event, whatever it was, and they loved the shit. Absolutely loved everything
I believe
that was
it.
Brought out.
Dude, there's this hilarious YouTube video I saw years ago where it was like Beaners were like, you know, immigrant Beaners to America who had become like woke, you know, like younger ones that they had like a couple generations that were like now woke and anti-white and stuff.
Mm.
They had like their grandparents who were still from Mexico. Tastes like Taco Bell, and like university, their grandparents like fucking loved Taco Bell. They thought it was great.
Of course they did.
And like these Mexicans,
it doesn't taste like dirt.
They were like mortified by the fact that like Abuela eats like a fucking. She's eating like a chalupa, and like this is amazing.
It's the greatest thing I've ever had because I come from a third world shithole. Their old
like
starving tooth
grandpa is eating the burrito and just like loving it. This is so good.
Of course he is.
And I was like, of course, I knew, like, the funny thing is, like, I watched this is a video I watched, like, 15 years ago. I could probably still find it. But I was like, I knew what the result was going to be. Like, they were going to say it was good.
Yeah.
Because they are actually, like, third world peasants, and to them it tastes good. And they don't have the awareness that socially, even though it does taste good, you're supposed to say it doesn't because there's a status thing involved there, right?
Like, now I want Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know where there is a Taco Bell.
It's not close.
Knowing here that's 45 minutes away.
Yeah,
I'm not
I know where it is. It's over there by the fucking where the Home Depot is.
I was bantering with James over the weekend.
The closest Taco Bell is literally right where Lowe's is.
We were talking about cheese powder. He was talking about how he declared his love for Cheez-Its. I hope I'm not
that shit is bland, dossing
him out. But I was like my kids love it too. In this house, we don't like hot Cheetos and lie. We respect Cheez-Its and the truth. I thought that was pretty funny.
I kind of like Cheez-Its, to be honest.
But I tried explaining to my daughter like why that's funny. Like, I'm trying to explain it like, no, hot Cheetos are for niggers. That's the joke,
right?
And like they don't get it.
Not just in terms of like eating them, but also like wearing.
Yeah,
wearing the hot Cheeto. Remember that video of that nigger with the hot Cheeto sweat outfit?
I'm trying to explain to her that like niggers have this like low brain function and the stimulation from like extremely spicy like cheese dust. Like makes up for that for the RPMs required to keep like the brain death.
Well, they legitimately respond.
Like, I don't know if she didn't understand or didn't believe me, but it's like, no, you don't understand. Niggers like their brains don't function like you were trying to solve like the Roblox problem.
They also
right
love
now.
Like
the nigger would just like eat spicy Cheetos those RPMs, those system RPM will go through their body and sustain them. Whereas you need like the Roblox stimulation so you can solve the you can pass the obby and you have the brain function like that's what keeps your soul moving. Like they just need to agitate. There's a spice. Remember the old Chateau
spice. It's like, but doesn't have to only be. But they also like sour apple flavored. Like
anything that's just stressful to like the taste receptors.
Anything that's like or like you know Tropicana, dude. Hawaiian Punch. Like forget about it. Niggers are just like all about Hawaiian Punch.
Do they
like,
still they have Five Alive out there?
That shit. Maybe I don't know.
Five Alive was the weirdest citrus drink ever. When I was a kid,
drink.
I mean, it was a liquid.
Well, I mean, it was called drink. Remember, everything was called drink. Man,
well, that
it was
means
just
it's
like,
not actually juice.
Well, it means it's just for black people. Like it's like
yeah.
Well, Five Alive, it's just like drink. It means it's made with like a powder and water, and it's like either for like astronauts or black people.
Five Alive tasted like you were drinking Tang after you brushed your teeth.
I never understood why it existed or why my mother would buy it. I'm like, do you hate me, Mom?
Oh, God.
Can we just get Tropicana? Can you just get some Sunny D? Sunny, now there's a chemical fucking compound for you. That shit is the worst.
Sunny D, I'm like, why isn't it just orange juice?
Why do you need to compete with orange juice? Just to see if the goyim will, like, they prefer their these cancer agent fucking chemicals over actual just orange juice. And it's not like it's any cheaper.
Even the orange juice that you get is significantly sugar. Like, if you just get, like, the carton of Tropicana orange juice, that's already, like, very much a lot of stuff other than just, like, squeezed orange juice is actually orange. It's not,
They should come out with, like, hot cheese orange juice for Knickers.
But dude, I used to love orange juice.
Put the hot Cheeto powder in the orange juice and sell that to the black, or in the orange drink. It's like spicy. Like, why not? Why not?
I used to know a guy with diabetes who, like, whenever he would start to, like, get messed up, like, because he was always irresponsible about his insulin shots and shit, and he would, like, slam some, like, orange juice when his blood sugar would get low. Like, was like his, because he was like, for whatever reason, like, I don't know, maybe Alex knows this, Tropicana orange juice, like, hit, like, got the blood sugar into his system, like, faster than, like, almost anything. So that was what he would do.
Yeah, it's got to be the high fructose corn syrup.
Well, yeah, it is, but it's like, but I would ask him, I was like, why orange juice, though? Why not just, like, Coke or, he's like, I don't know, for some reason orange juice just hits faster. He's like, it works better. I was like, all right, you're the one with the issue, not me, so.
I had the classic diabetic call one time where somebody had a blood sugar like 27. They were just fucking knocked out, like snoring, respirations, unresponsive, the whole bit. So I do the old IV and give them the D50. And then after they came around, I made them a bowl of cereal and then watched them eat it before I left.
There you go. The cinnamon toast crunch.
I don't want to come back. Like, I already saved you a ride to the hospital. I didn't have to transport you.
You fucked them over. I don't want to come back. They needed that ride to the hospital, ride into town.
And yeah, I need to go to the abortion clinic. Like,
I'm going to guess y'all don't want to sit around the emergency room for the next 4 hours. So if you want to sign a refusal, I mean, you're fixed. I watched
little did you know, all breakfast. All you had to do was give them a carton of Tropicana. Here you go.
Tropicana.
Getting it into them when they're unresponsive is a little bit difficult. I mean, I guess you could take their pants off and do
just
it.
IV, though. Just rectally. IV the Tropicana. Yeah, boof it.
Well, you know, actually, IVing the Tropicana probably would have been less harmful than the D50. They don't even use D50 anymore.
Or like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. No, that's probably fine. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is fine.
Just mainline that stuff. Just right in there.
Just boof it. Like, just boof all
if you're
of
feeling
it.
No, you snort the cinnamon powder. That's what
if you're feeling extra special, use the half and half cream instead of milk. Really fucking kicked it up a couple notches.
That's got sugar.
Oh, does it ever. So.
Anyway.
What else?
I don't know. I had something. You live in a world
where the Central Park Five are innocent because we say so.
No, yeah, they get to push cops around.
And they get to push cops around, they get to be on the city council. I mean, the guy is a rapist, and he attempted murder.
Yeah. This guy was part of a group that held this woman down and raped her.
He was found guilty, he served time.
And somewhere in his nigger brain, he knows this.
But he's been exonerated. Well, I think his nigger brain probably overwrote the incident to believe all his own bullshit about being innocent. That's what happened.
There's not that much memory there.
They're too stupid. It's like the 60-second buffer on the traffic cop recorder.
He probably just doesn't remember it at all.
He has he doesn't remember. Or he remembers, I'm telling you, he remembers like the TV version where it was like, they actually, like she fell down in the park and they were trying to help her. They're like, oh God, oh, are you okay, ma'am? Oh, we better get out of here. They're going to think we did it. You know?
Maybe.
It's like the Jim Davidson.
Well, here's the problem.
The Jim Davidson like slashing Brad Spangler's tires.
I was trying to help. I saw the tire was slashed. I
pulled my car over and I stopped because I saw a knife sticking out of this tire.
And I wanted to check that it was
over
okay.
And I knelt right in front of the tire and held my hand out to see, was that really a knife? And then I pulled it out. I was shocked. And because I was so surprised about what I had came upon and saw, I actually failed to put my car in park and it started driving down the road without me. I had to run after it. And great, not because I had just slashed someone's tire and I was really nervous and I'm not used to doing crime. No, because I came upon the scene. It was so distressing to me that all my actions seemed to like completely imitate someone slashing a tire on the street.
Yeah, it was like the weirdest coincidence ever. Like, you won't believe it. Look, this is crazy. It's like also, here's what happened.
Oh, my poor knee.
I was telling my wife and kids about tentacle porn and they didn't believe me.
So I showed it
to them. I wanted to show them that it was real, but I didn't want to show it to them, and I accidentally left the tab. It's a crazy thing. Like, one in a million chance
Tucker Carlson's falsehoods in the binder.
It's like, remember the Seinfeld? Remember the Seinfeld where he goes to like the proctologist and he's like, Everybody says a million to one shot.
Yeah, the ass man.
Yeah, they never want to admit they just put it there themselves.
Fusilli Jerry.
I've got a Fusilli Jerry. And it's like, okay. That shit was good funny. Stuff. Jewish humor, but that shit was funny. Anyway, I kind of was curious to watch the body cam footage, but we already got the breakdown of it. It's basically just Yousef Salaam. Really,
there's nothing on the.
He just did a corruption.
They're talking about what's not on there and say, well, he probably called him a nigger before it started recording.
No. Here's this is why Yousef Salaam is like an extra piece of shit. Like, he couldn't even just gracefully accept it, that he is a privileged nigger that gets to get away with this because like he still had to make this a fucking issue, right?
Right. Like, it's just because he's a powerful nigger.
And it's like, but you can't even just be happy with like the Bennett, like you're a powerful nigger. That's why the cop just like, okay, have a good day, walks away, right?
My fault.
He's like, he did, like, in the fucking deal, it's also a real dick move for that cop. Like, in the deal that you guys have, he held up his end of the fucking bargain.
Yeah, he just let it go.
He let it go. That's what he's supposed to do.
Why'd you pull me over?
And you're still like breaking balls because you want to make some. You know, what are you going to make of this? You fucking.
What was the name of that
criminal nigger?
Well, he wanted that act. The don't pull niggers over.
The reason they want that.
The how many stops act?
They want that to like have some kind of data to like wave around. Like, oh, look at how bad it all. Look at how bad the police still are. Like the police, dude. Even in libtard New York City, though, like people bitching about like the police. And how bad they are isn't what people want to hear right now. What people want to hear is like, yeah, we're like the backlash in terms of public opinion.
Still listening to this version of the Daily Shoah? Still haven't subscribed? Please go over to the rightstuff.biz/paywall, grab a subscription, and you won't be interrupted with these sales pitches ever again.
Has already happened. No one's interested in hearing nigger sob stories about cops being mean to them anymore. Nobody wants to hear that shit. But the people that made their careers on that stuff just aren't stopping. And they have, like, all this momentum behind them. And it doesn't matter what the public wants. In fact, public that wants law enforcement is, like, highly suspect of being racist.
At the height of... So I'm reading a fact sheet from the... what is this? The How Many Stops Act. From the Communities United for Police Reform. Which is the logo is in a font that leads me to believe that this is not stuff that I can put any stock into. Like, that's a...
They couldn't even come up with a funny acronym.
They couldn't even like just make this look professional.
Yeah, this is just black. This is
at
just
the
dumb
height
blacks.
Of the NY, at the end of the at the height of the NYPD's stop and frisk abuses, which is when New York City was relatively safe compared to now.
Yeah, abuses meaning like
the NYPD stopped hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers each year, overwhelmingly black and Latinx people who had not committed any crime.
Right. Well,
that's highly debatable. Although the number of reported stops have come down since then, the NYPD continues to stop thousands of New Yorkers, and racial disparities have worsened, with black and Latinx New Yorkers making up 91% of reported stops as of 2020.
Well,
as of 2020.
This, I want to just say something about this. I predicted this. When they first did the thing in New York City, we've talked about this. I don't know when you'd have to go back through the entire catalog of shows to find this, but I know I probably said this more than one time. When they were passing the regulations or the policies or whatever it was in New York City, I think this was happening in the mid-tens, like when we first started doing the show, they couldn't, on the police band, call out the race of suspects. Remember this?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Like for whatever reason they had not to do a stigma.
Yeah,
or something like that, or not to do a stereotype threat or whatever. I said, well, what's going to happen is like everyone that gets stopped is going to be black now, because when you don't let them say we have a black male headed east on whatever street, like with a blue hoodie and black sweatpants or whatever, like call out that as a description, they're just going to assume it's a nigger. Like they won't on the off chance when you have a beaner or the literally like one out of a thousand where it's a white person. It's literally one out of a thousand, if even that, in New York City. I mean, I know white people, other parts of the country commit crimes. In New York City, they don't. They're all a bunch of pussies. But
I'll just go with white people don't commit crimes. It's just not done. I'm sorry. Suck on it. White people just aren't criminals.
Right.
generally speaking, they're
if,
not.
If a white person does a crime, it's, there's some kind of misunderstanding that can be explained away, and it's the anti-whiteness of the system.
Honestly,
that convicts them. For
most
stuff.
Most sort of
they're
things,
just trying to they're just trying to turn around the numbers they find racist. Where
you know,
it's like all people of
is,
color doing crimes.
You know the real sad thing about whites and crime and or white people and things that are illegal. Most stuff that white people that do that's illegal is just hurting themselves, like drugs and shit like that.
Okay, that's fair.
It's just fucking true, dude. Like, the white people, when they do stuff that's illegal, usually it's drugs, and they're just harming themselves.
Yeah.
They are not out there, like, gangbanging and shooting people and doing murders and shit. Like, it's very rare.
Unless they're burning, unless they're beheading their dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was kind of wild. But that was somebody who was some kind of, I don't know what kind of...
Oh, yeah, somebody pointed out that guy actually did mention that he was not racist. He went out of his way.
Oh, there's other parts of the video where we're talking about the dad beheader in Levittown, Pennsylvania. Yeah. What was his name? Moan?
Yeah.
John
Mike
Moan
or something. Mike like
Moan,
that.
John Moan, something like that. Yeah, there's
White Snake Moan. White Snake Moan.
He makes mention of our Judeo-Christian values in society.
We should have just kept listening to the thing.
Well,
God.
That clip was all we had. I would have to go seek it out.
I have the whole thing someplace.
Yeah, I don't really want to watch the whole thing. But
he made
mention of a Judeo-Christian society
could, like,
and being anti-racist. It wasn't even like, I'll behead my dad, but I won't say nigger. It's like, I would absolutely never say nigger, and I hate this, you know... This country
is
so terrible.
Is he doing like they're trying to divide... The wokes are trying to divide us by race?
It's like I'll cut my dad's head off. Because that's
all right.
That's important.
I now do want to listen to it, but we can talk about it.
I just don't have it.
I can get it. Well, that's fine. We can.
I know we can get it. I can get it too. But like, I don't want to listen to a bunch of bullshit and not hear like the money shot.
Well, you know what?
We already did
There's
that.
A solution to this.
What?
I'll just do it on my own show.
Like be bored and listen to the entire thing. It's not relevant.
People will enjoy me like doing a reaction video to it. That would be something that people would
How long is the video?
I'm not going to do the video. Let's do the audio.
Well, you know what I mean.
It's like 14 minutes, the one that was shared in the... Yeah.
That's three... That's going to be...
I just want the choice.
That's a three-hour reaction for you.
Yes. No, that would take me all week. Like, that's like... That's
14
like,
minutes.
I could,
that's why I don't want to bring it up. It's like... I don't have all day.
Though. People do have all... People that listen to us have all day. That's why they're...
They want to be good, though.
Well...
Like, just because you can, like, you react to parts of the story that I'm reading that aren't very interesting.
Well, you just don't see the nuances.
Oh, I see the nuances. It's not that they're interesting. It's like, yeah, that's all obvious. But it's just like, wait for you to stop. And then, okay, now let's get... Oh, here's the funny part. Then we get to the... So you don't have this editor's mind like I do. It's like, oh, this is too much. This is too much.
I want to make sure I explain everything.
I know.
I want to make sure I split every hair.
I know. Like,
we've noticed this tendency.
Well, but... Why do you think
you even
want to
do it? Like,
don't have shot for 10 years. Yes, we know.
Let me explain why
you
want.
Like
you even want to
reasons. All the myriod reasons.
Yeah,
why this
you
is
even
want to
split hairs and be boring while I'm being pithy and funny, like at the same time. Like you jump down my throat while I'm talking.
It's obvious that I'm not boring.
Now
we have data
split hairs over the hair splitting.
Yeah. Oh, we could split the split hairs.
The data is in on whether or not I'm boring, and it's just not true. Like people. Legitimately,
that's why I don't have any
if you don't
hair
believe
left.
Me, ask Jamie. She does nothing but listen
so
to me all day.
See, I bet whatever Alex is saying is way funnier than that. But you just bowled him over.
No. All right, well,
that was funny.
Anyway,
I thought I had found the money shot from that that Moan quote, but no, it was a different post. Yeah. So I'm still
well, whatever. We can just enjoy that it happened.
But it was like just massive bias confirmation, though. Like the guy is like literally going out of his way to be like, "I'm not racist. I'm anti-racist."
That really like that doesn't kind of surprise. I mean, that's funny because I said stuff. I posted the thing that we said on the show on Telegram, and that Telegram post did like very well. Like a lot of people shared it, and I got some DMs from a bunch of people saying like, "Yeah, this is right." I didn't really think about it this way.
Justin Moon.
That's his name.
It's funny because it's like we didn't even know how bad it actually got. That is very funny that he was. I'm not racist. That's great. That's actually that makes me something about that. I feel validated by that.
Oh yeah. And it has to be fake. He has to be some kind of Fed, right? This is
just
a setup.
Just imagine though that you cut your dad's head off. Cut your dad's fucking head off. And then you feel the need to articulate that you're not racist.
I know.
Because, I mean, that would just be extremist and incredibly transgressive to do that.
I actually don't think that... Ooh. I feel like there are, like, hours of diving into what's going on with that you could do. Like, the two examine...
There are.
You know what I mean? To examine, like, all of the...
It's actually a very...
I'm trying to say...
I find it alarming.
It alarms me, but I'm also... It's also... I don't want to say, like, important or, like, momentous or something like that. It says a lot about our... It's probably one of the things that says more about our society than, like, a lot of events that have happened. Like, it encapsulates how fucked up our society is better than many, many other events. And it's something, like, it should be... It's something we could discuss, like, significantly more than we have. And it's mind-blowing. It's like, dude, this system of indoctrination in this country is... Wow.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's, like, a whole postmodern commentary you could do on that. Like, fucking... postmodernist, if they were to actually address that stuff, would have a field day with it. Because it's like, wait, so you could
make a commentary on how they themselves can't even address it because...
Yeah.
This is the one... This set of values is the one set of values that they won't attack and deconstruct or examine from the... Like, they're... Their deconstructionist analysis won't be applied to this because, in fact, this morality is supposed to be the end result of their deconstructionist analysis. And it itself, you can either. The other thing is, it's very easy to attack. Like, this set of morals is actually very easy to attack, and you can undermine it very easily with some basic questioning or, you know, techniques or whatever you want to call it. Like, just looking at it, you can look at it and break it down and see all of its flaws. And they won't do that.
You could even address it without necessarily stepping on the obvious Jewish tripwire around the whole thing, and be like, "Well, that's interesting."
You could address it from a perspective of like total objectivity. Like, you don't even have to be racist. Like, you wouldn't be obligated to actually to yourself be a racist in order to be like, it's interesting that the phenomenon of race in America is so strong that. Even lunatics will pretend that they buy into this country, right?
It uses diversity to break solidarity, and the central moral value it transmits to you is to not be racist.
And like, that is actually the highest moral value, and that like, the fact that a murderer and a parasite, well, that's a fancy word for someone that kills their own father.
Back to the Roman Republic here, talking about parasites.
Yes, the fact that I like the fact they had a word for that specific crime. But I guess it makes sense. Parasite, yeah, okay. Well, they do. You know, you've got matricide, fratricide, parasite.
Yeah.
A murderer and someone who commits parasite. Are they a parasite or do they commit it? I'm going to go with that. It's a verb. So someone who does that, it's still racism is still out of bounds. I mean, that's wild. That is something to think about. Wow.
Just asking the question, like, all right, so the transmission of this belief in anti-racism, like, who does that serve? Who benefits from that? I mean, obviously Jews figure in there, but you don't have to necessarily say that. You could also say, well, it fits the elite's ideas.
Yeah, like, you could come up with a reason why capitalism benefits from that.
Right. Capitalism clearly benefits from
you
from
don't you want the thing is. As somebody who is, this is another problem. Right. Well, this is another problem that the left runs into, right?
You just reminded me, I have an Amazon delivery coming.
Speaking of capitalism. That benefits from anti-racism to bring you monopoly delivery of cheap products.
Hmm.
But you wouldn't want to do that either. Like, that's almost another brick or step or plank that these people wouldn't want to step on, though, because it's like... Because they also want to be, well, we're also, like, critiquing capitalism. But we don't want to critique this, though. It's like, we don't want our critique of capitalism to be this one. Like, this is one critique of capitalism we don't want to do. At least leftists don't want to do it. Because they want to do the pretense that capitalism is racist or creates racism. The opposite is true. Capitalism is the most anti-racist ideology. It's way more anti-racist than socialism. Socialism is significantly more racist or racism makes sense under socialism. It doesn't make sense under capitalism. Capitalism legitimately makes it so it being racist is stupid from the perspective of a capitalist. Like anybody's legitimately anyone's a customer.
Right. You want to be race blind, you don't want to turn anyone away, basically.
Yeah, because you just got to make that bottom line, right? You got to get that money. And that is, in fact, when you look at businesses in actual, when you look at the real world, see how they actually operate, that is, in fact, how they operate. And the only reason to discriminate in terms of employment, this is the other thing that leftists do, is they pretend like employment discrimination, which is something that you do have an incentive for as a capitalist.
Absolutely.
That is why capitalism is racist, but it's like, but that's the place where they have an incentive. Like those people, the things that you complain about, like the shops down in the South or something like that in the 50s that are like Negroes keep walking or whatever. Right. That is somebody who has a higher value set than just profit. Right. The person doing that, the person saying Negroes keep walking is actually has a community spirit. Like that person actually has a value above. That's not capitalism that made them do that. In fact, the value that made that shopkeeper say that was higher than capital. It was a value he held above just making money, because he was like, nah, like I don't want blacks in my community. That's actually more important than just making the next buck. So this is analysis that like none of these fucking Jewish postmodern leftists would want to ever talk about. They would never want to discuss it like this. So, yeah. But libertarians do that all the time.
It's really funny, though, because like the whole thing with postmodernism is when you start to see grand narratives and things like that, you're supposed to be suspicious. You're supposed to be very suspicious. Like,
Yeah.
Why is this a heavily promoted moral standard? What's going on here?
Right. Right.
Right. Oh, man. There's an article in the Enquirer talking about America's white male meltdown, mentioning Justin Mullen, Taylor Swift.
But again, that's like the aberrant salience, the reverse Naxalt. Like, there's no. What are you talking about? First of all, Taylor Swift. How's that? How's she involved in that?
Oh, I don't know. There was some sort of football bullshit involving Taylor Swift.
Who fucking cares, dude? Some like celebrity gossip shit, whatever. But No, Justin Moan, are these people fucking kidding me? Justin Moan is like, it's like an isolated incident, like squared. Like that is legitimately very rare for somebody to do something like that.
I'm going to have to actually find that video and dig through it. Apparently he said this is not about race, like literally.
No, I'm sure he did. I'm quite sure that he did. Where did you see? I want to like break down this other fucking thing. What was this? They said the white male meltdown. This sounds like something that's relevant to my interests.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind going like ham on that for a little bit. That might be some good content.
Let's see. They open with that video
ham?
Too.
All right. Oh, dude, I got ham for lunch. I can't wait for the break to eat.
I'm gonna have some ham. You give me something here, Alex. We got it. His white male meltdown starts and ends with Jason. It does end with Jason Moan because this isn't.
Well, because
he was also talking about a satanic communist conspiracy. Like,
the very public meltdown in MAGA world over the pop star. Wait, who's the pop star?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I missed that.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. Yeah.
What?
I don't know shit about Taylor Swift. Like, I have no idea Taylor Swift thing. I don't
America's white male meltdown starts with Taylor Swift and ends with Justin Moan.
What?
That doesn't make any sense. Taylor Swift fucking sucks.
But hold on a second. It starts and ends with Justin Moan?
It starts with Taylor Swift and ends with Justin Moan.
Oh, okay. This is stupid. This is just dumb.
Well, I mean,
we can read.
Can we talk about like the nigger meltdown, who that starts and ends with?
The nigger meltdown just never stops.
Well, why are you allowed to write about a white male meltdown? And again,
this
like,
sounds like something.
The old Voxy like bingo. It's like, oh, we get to be racially disparaging towards whites. Like, why can't I live in a country that's not going to do that?
Well, again,
why can't that be not allowed?
We can apply a postmodern critique to this grand narrative of white males and why is it that this society, you know, particularly promotes this narrative to everybody. What is the reason?
The story of Justin Moan is interesting because it's so far out of the norm for a white male.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, I don't know what kind of point you're making other than, like, she's fucking hung around way too long as, like, a pop star. It needs to, like, go away.
But also, like...
And get out of the Super Bowl. So no one cares. But...
What are people mad about? Like, who cares?
I'm reading some, like,
I guarantee you more people on, like...
You know what they're mad about? You know what I bet they're mad about in the music business with Taylor Swift? She's, like, the only surviving, like, white person. And that's what everyone wants.
Oh, dude.
Like, I guarantee you that's what it is. Like, she just won a... Wasn't it Taylor Swift that, like, Kanye took the Grammy away from and did the I'ma Let You Finish It a long time ago? Wasn't that her?
Maybe.
And people just complain. Like, I'm just seeing, like, apparently Jay-Z did something in the Grammys again last night. And someone said, like, they're sick and tired of Taylor Swift winning for mediocrity. It's like suck it, niggers.
Yeah.
It's the Jewish music business, and whoever they say wins. And their biggest pop star is Taylor Swift, because she's a white girl. Because who else do you have? What other pop stars are there? Like, fat niggers and, like, faggots and shit.
Am I
wrong about that? Like, who else is a big, like, who, like, you have the guy that does, like, the devil thing at the award show last year. No one really likes that. It's like, oh, here's a faggot who's, like, flaming and dressing up like the devil in inflatable boots or something. You got, like,
okay.
I'm not sure who Lizzo is, but it's something fat, black, and
Lizzo
ugly.
Lizzo is, like, some fat people, black broad that plays the flute.
Yeah, you're forced to, like, look at that. And it's like Taylor Swift is the one, like, leftover, like, pure white thing from 10 years ago. She's still around for some reason. And, yeah, it keeps winning Grammys, and it's very popular.
I don't know if you already mentioned it or not. Mm. I was too busy trying to dig through this article. I guess she's a libtard. That's the problem.
Who?
Okay. Taylor Swift? Cares.
Yeah, she's a libtard, yeah.
Taylor Swift is a libtard, and, like, conservatives are mad or something.
Well, conservatives are always mad that, like, that no one likes them. Like, that's kind of your problem. Like, you deserve to be mad about that. Like, yes, conservatives, people with normal thought processes are repelled by your bullshit because it's literally stupid and low class
to go along.
When you go along with conservatives, you cut your dad's head off and talk about Judeo-Christian values. Like, Justin Mohn is they're kind of right. Like, he is the best conservative. He's what they want for you.
Well, also, I just want to say something very quickly. About this, we're going to read this Philadelphia Inquirer article.
Mm-hmm.
It's filled with lies, and the guy that wrote it is a Jew.
Hey, what's up? You know you're only hearing half of the show, right? And it's being indiscriminately interrupted with these sales pitches because we just don't know how else to get your attention and get you over there. Our website, our podcasts are 100% listener-funded. They are funded with your subscription, so if you could please do that. Help us out, therightstuff.biz/paywall. Thanks.
Everyone understands. Like, Will Bunch, I looked him up. He's a Jew. He's on Twitter complaining that people are protesting about Palestinians getting killed. No one's protesting about Jews getting killed. He wrote a column in 2018 for Jewish World Review. I'm a mediocre white man. Like, shut the fuck up, Kike. Like, this guy's a Jew.
Mm, right.
And that's
always
also
a great trick.
I'm a mediocre white man.
That's
like,
also
no,
why.
No,
you're a Jew.
Oh, some Jew got
jump
caught.
To that, can I show you something that came across my Twitter over the week? I had to reply to it. It involves Donald Trump, and it's just encapsulates, like, American conservatism so perfectly.
Okay.
Look at this shit. Just look at this tweet here.
I thought Justin Mohn captured it so perfectly. But yeah.
Oh, he does too. Yeah.
Well, his ideology, not his actions, his ideology.
I don't think you understand how popular. What's a normal American? Because I don't think you understand how popular it is with normal Americans.
Who's saying this to who?
This is Joshua Steinman.
This Jew is saying that, yeah.
So is this a monster truck, or is this a farming? Is this farming?
Now that looks like either a tractor or a combine or something.
All
right, right.
Thought maybe it was grave.
Yeah, it looks like some large piece of.
All right, well,
agricultural.
He's over here signing this thing.
Oh, he's signing the combine. Okay, let's see.
Ready? Oh yeah.
That's not gonna last.
Oh
yeah,
that's a big cigar. Get lacquer over it.
Yeah.
If the lacquer doesn't dissolve the ink.
You think Biden can do that? I don't think. I don't think.
Oh, you got my phone. You think Biden can sign his name?
I think he could.
You think Biden can make indecipherable scribbles on the side of this combine?
That is some piece of equipment, huh? I love this.
That's like a John Deere. You can tell the color scheme.
Yeah, it's green, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Green and yellow. Yeah, it's just, yeah, there's the lowest. Some big fucking harvester.
All right. Okay.
Oh,
let
nice.
That,
nice.
We get
a view of the problem here. We get a view of the problem. So what is that? Is that a small family farm? No, it's not. It's not, because fucking Republicans and conservatives destroyed small farming over the last, 70 years. They killed it. They fucking killed it. That's not a normal American. Less than 2% of the population is engaged in any kind of farm work. That's an abnormal American. And they were made abnormal on purpose thanks to fucking conservatives and their policies. This shit makes me furious. Here I am reaching out to these normal Americans who I have made abnormal with my intentional policies to create a massive
this normal American shit industry. And showing like a guy with like a piece of a like and, farm equipment just irritates me.
And the other thing is like,
sorry,
libtards talking about how, you know, conservatives voters like vote against their own self interest, and it's true though.
Oh, it is true. Oh, it's absolutely.
It's
true.
Just true.
There's no
it's
question.
Like,
there's no question.
Everybody
but also,
votes.
It's
everybody
like,
votes
maybe
against
there was
interest.
A time
libertarians
when I would
do it too,
that
though.
Kind of trope.
White libtards you know, absolutely vote against their own self.
Everyone
interest.
Votes against their self interest. That's how
anyone
the system
that votes
is
voting yeah. against their own self interest.
So you can
it's
make
just that each side has a. Frankly, libtards probably have a better analysis of why conservatives do because conservatives aren't allowed. You're not allowed to talk about why libtards vote against
well,
their own. Self.
They're just conservatives are so historically illiterate because you know I went in and dunked on that and had a response go viral.
Well,
but
the
other
thing is that like
they don't know who Earl Butz is. They have no idea who Earl
Butz
is.
That's the guy that wrote
he...
the first Holocaust Denial book, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Arthur Butz. Sorry. That's Arthur Butz.
Because you can go back and you can show them historically, like, look, your guys destroyed small farming.
Yeah.
They said, get bigger, get out. And
frankly,
these were people that were part of the Republican Party and did gay ops to help the Republican
frankly,
Party.
More like, ordinary Americans should know who Arthur Butz is, and they should read The Hoax of the 20th Century.
Should.
If more normal Americans read Arthur Butz's book and understood it, we'd be in a better place.
It's just, I have nothing but contempt for these people. Like you are part of a sham. It's a fucking sham. Like pretending that fucking Donald Trump is like a friend of the American farmer. Like get the fuck out of here.
Well, all that shit's an act, dude, and it always has been, frankly. Like the whole like
I'm just an everyday Joe. Look at me signing a combine. Out on this billion-dollar farm.
Well, the other thing is that
this
on
dystopian
some level, the idea that
business.
the everyday ordinary American was a guy driving a tractor has been not true for a very long time.
Yeah. It's like, who killed
if
it?
If ever.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Who killed it? Well, it used to be a thing. I mean, it used to be like at least 40 to 60% of the population was engaged in that
but
kind
I think
of
that
stuff.
Was before, like, we had... I think that was before we had tractors. I think that was when we had like
no. We had tractors. We had small farm tractors. You used to be able to buy a small farm tractor.
Well,
aren't the bigger ones better?
When was there? What year was 60% of the American population engaged in agricultural work? It can't have been any time in the last 100 years.
Well, I think the peak of it was in the 1940s. I'm pretty sure me and James did a huge deep dive on this. But
really?
What you can see,
I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm just saying I'm highly surprised that in the 1940s that many people in America
were
involved
was still
in agriculture.
Really big.
I would have guessed that it would have been you'd have to go back over 100 years to get numbers like that. If you had asked me how many people in the 1940s in America were involved in agriculture, I would say like 10%.
I can tell you what they did. After World War II, they decided what we should do is have a massive export business. And everybody needs to get big or get out. No more small farming. We want to have massive farming organizations and then sell this stuff abroad. And what's really fucked up, at one point they had like this easy credit in the 1970s. My uncle was a fertilizer salesman, so he like buys like the biggest fertilizer spreader that was made at the time, right? Goes in debt. And in the early 80s, guess what the United States did? They did a grain embargo against Russia. And it fucking pulled the rug out from underneath so many American farmers. This was after they purposely built them up to have a massive export industry. It's just fucking wild the way that America fucks over its own people.
Yeah,
tells you to do a thing and then screws you over. And no one has, like, the American citizens' back. And
oh,
yeah,
sure.
libtards
sure.
are no better. It's not like they're going to return small farming or anything like that, or use any intelligent policies. I mean, they won't even do single payer health care.
But the thing is about farming is, frankly, having a lot of your citizenry engaged in farming is the hallmark of like a poor country, though. Like that's a poor people.
Having
thing.
All of them, but you need a certain proportion should be doing it because that's where you get your birth rates, that's where you get your soldiers, that's where you get all that stuff. Having less than 2% while everybody else lives in a suburb or a city feels a lot like a cyberpunk dystopia to me.
Okay.
Anyway,
I don't actually share that opinion, but I don't want to argue about it. So it's like whatever. I don't like.
I wouldn't make the argument that only 2% of your population should be engaged in agriculture, because unfortunately, like, whether people want to admit it or like it or not, the rural communities tend to be where your reservoir of people establish themselves, where you get your birth rates. It's where you get healthy citizens, and then the cities have always been sort of a
yeah. But all that shit in America, that's been like. That none of America, that's been true for a long time, like in
yeah, but and they, but the reason it's not true is there were policy decisions to make it that way,
right?
If those policy decisions had gone a different direction, we'd probably have a fairly
decline
decent
is a decision.
Size. Right. I don't know. We'd still have like 40% of the population in agriculture, but we'd have a substantially larger number than we got now.
Well, that the other question is like, how much it was just also beaners, and it's not you don't really know like what number
well,
the
that's
numbers
a policy
are,
decision.
A lot of them are illegal,
that's
right?
That's a policy decision.
Yeah.
Beaners doing farm are part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you get into stuff like NAFTA, and well, why are the beaners here? Well, it's because we used our agribusiness export industry to fucking destroy their farming and impoverish them. And now they come. It's like literally everything America does. Is
yeah,
just,
no, NAFTA. NAFTA should not. No, none of that. All that shit's bad. Yeah, that's dumb. But
you look at like foreign policy, domestic policy, you're like, wow, this country is just evil. It's just wrong. And then you see Donald Trump and these politicians coming along like, yeah, yeah, you know, I'm your friend. I'm selling you down the river, but I'm your buddy. You should vote for me.
Well, they've been doing that. I mean, that's just the Republicans have been. Now, arguably, here's the thing, though. Arguably, the Republicans are doing something for those for the farm business, for the agricultural business. Mainly keeping the border open.
I was going to say, are they bringing the Mexicans?
Yes! Yes! No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that. Do you think... This is my thing. Like, I got to be honest. I've never been one to be, like, the sort of the... I don't know what term to use. The sort of, like, holding up the farmer as, like, some ideal. Because, like, the farm
oh,
lobby...
Yeah, the romanticization of the human farmer was kind of a thing for a long time, because back when the country was founded.
So. But I feel like it's...
Human.
I feel like it's like a yeah. cope. And they tap into that, like, idea in order to... But it's like the farmers aren't like that. Like, farmers are big businessmen, and they basically, like, mm-hmm. use the government. you know, like, there's a lot of, like, distortions that come out of that. And, again, I'm not going to go into, like, libertarian stuff, all the farm lobby and stuff. It's like, but, yeah, like, the corn subsidy shit is fucking stupid. And it creates, like, massive overproduction of corn, massive waste, and then we get shitty food out of it because you have corn syrup and everything. Now, that's just a policy. We could do it differently. We could just not do that. But, like, this 2% of people engaged in farm work and stuff... the farm industry is a bunch of scumbags. Like, that guy that runs that farm probably is, like, in, like, low-key, like, I love like, illegal beaners. Oh, he probably has a bunch of trailers on his fucking property with illegal beaners in them.
I don't know if I told the story about back when I did medical transport, I went to this dude's house, and he was morbidly obese, and he had, like, these big bay doors that would kind of open so you could get his fat ass into the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this farm. And it was a tobacco farm, and all around his farm were trailers full yep. of Mexicans.
Yeah.
And I will bet you this motherfucker votes Republican.
Of course he does. Of course he does. You remember John Budd?
Oh, yeah.
Remember John Budd? What was his real name? Christian?
Murderer? Christian Amonport? No.
No, it was like, yeah, something. Like, it was something. The beaner they killed.
Molly. Was it Molly Tibbetts that he killed?
Yes. Yeah, Molly Tibbetts. And not just killed her. He, like, did horrible things to her that I'm not going to talk about. But the owner of the farm that he worked at,
when
does illegally,
what does the beaner mail meltdown start and end with?
It's like another thing that's ongoing.
Like, does it end?
But the point was that we covered this years ago, so people they'll remember this. The farm he worked for was owned by the brother of the Republican Party chair for the state or the county that they lived in. And that guy was also involved in big agriculture business. So, like, this, yep. like, romanticization of the farmer, like, fuck farmers. Like, I'm sorry, like, fuck that.
I mean, that's like the Republican Party used to romanticize them and court them, and then while they were destroying them, and now it is fucking ridiculous to pretend like, oh yeah, we're for the farmer. Like,
well, the
what,
idea that like the idea that the mean? Guy with about? That combine harvester being like an ordinary guy. No, that guy's a big businessman that exploits illegal labor and like benefits from government subsidies and doesn't give a fuck about the actual ordinary man.
Here's the most fucked up thing, and I think everybody could agree that this is not a good state of affairs. There are more queers in America than farmers. There's more LGBTQ
bullshit. I believe
bullshit.
That. I feel like there's queers everywhere.
They're out there farming, like, they're like farming the upboats on Instagram.
They're farming Giardia. Like, they're farming pinworms.
They're farming balloon knots.
Pinworm farmers.
Yeah, they're farming, like, new different species of, like... Of bacteria and viruses and stuff.
I don't think any country should have the farmers outnumbered by the fags. That's just wrong. That's historically an aberration and disgusting. And where were the conservatives and Republicans on that?
Oh, they're
asleep
gay.
At the wheel or
they're getting buck fucked. They're enjoying the vibrant gay scene.
I misspoke. They weren't asleep at the wheel. They were steering the bus off the cliff. Like.
Well, they're not. No one's steering. They're in the back of the. They're in the back of the subway car, having analingus and spreading the GI.
Well,
diseases
anyway,
that they
in any
have.
Case,
I mean that's where the Republicans are.
Speaking of this,
remember the Senate staffer getting ass reamed in the Senate chamber there. That video. The response was to like bring up a case in which a Republican staffer was doing that. And oddly enough, he was a Republican representative out in. Is it Oregon or Washington? Those states mean, I mean, I love the Cascadians, but like, I can't tell between those states, and so I don't usually discern in my mind. Like, is it Portland or Seattle?
It's the same thing.
I mean,
the response was to remind everyone that, oh, you know, like, 2 years ago, he had a gay staffer that was caught videotaping himself having sex with another man somewhere. Remember that? And it turns out, like, this representative was, part of McNabb's thing here. It's like he was trying to make combines cheaper. No, he was trying to prevent them from making combines cheaper so they would keep taking Mexicans in for cheap labor. Mm-hmm. He had some stuff going on there where he was dicking around with farmola.
If I was Russia or China, I would just own America all day on that. Like,
don't forget that, like, when even when Donald Trump was president, they were constantly, the Republicans were constantly like lobbying for the for farm worker exceptions to like toughened visa and immigration restrictions that were like being proposed, and they were the ones that were out there like low key. They do this too. They present as they're anti-immigration, but then they put these things in. I forget exactly the parameters of it, but there was remember we talked about this a lot. Jazz hands would talk about it too. This one thing that all the Republicans were for that was like this temporary work visa program thing for beaners to work in agriculture, like specifically, and it was like all the
temporarily.
Yeah, but again, they just re-up it every time because they don't. This is the thing. What libtards want on immigration and what they want for their sort of ideological, like bleeding heart reasons, they don't get that. And the reason they don't get that is because the precarity that, frankly, the agricultural industry in this country exploits heavily is the precarity of the Mexican who thinks he might get deported. He won't get deported, but he doesn't necessarily know that. And that's important because that's the gray area where they can be completely exploited. And of
course, because they've had like not just child labor in this industry, but they've had fatalities involving like Mexican children. It's
there are there's a ton of industries that are like the meat packing is another one, and they have like literally the child labor is going on in America all the time. Just so you understand,
yeah.
And it's illegal beaners. And again,
yes,
all that shit. Remember this: it's a subsidy to capitalism, but it's bad from the perspective of the state. Because it's not a subsidy to the society. So when libtards say, like, these people are a boon to the economy, they're not. They're not. They're a boon to their employers because they're cheap, precarious, cheap labor that can be brutally exploited. But they cost the society more. So a few people are getting rich off them, and the overall society is paying out more, one, in terms of social degradation, crime problems, and then also just welfare costs for them. Because the fact that they get these extravagant welfare policies is which what libtards are exploited. Their fucking pathos and their bleeding hearts is exploited to get this for these people. Politicians are more than happy to play on that. That provides exactly the subsidy the capitalism needs in order to pay them shit and exploit the fact that they are afraid they might actually get deported. So even in that way, and what libtards always say is like, what's allowing them to be exploited is the right always saying that they should be deported. I'm like, no, it's you're part of that equation too, libtards. Like,
yeah.
The right making them scared they're always going to get deported, and you making it sure that they never do, is exactly the equilibrium that creates the present system. So what needs to happen, it's like if one or the other side ever won, that equilibrium that everyone wants and that the capitalism and the government want would be broken, and it would actually become a big problem. Like either they would get deported or they would actually just become full citizens with full rights. This neither one of those is ideal from the perspective of the system.
Yeah.
So the fight over that is in a way a kind of Finkel thing that keeps the stasis going. But what should happen is they should all just be deported.
Yeah, I mean it's an amazing situation. It's like heads we win and tails you lose every single time.
Well, they just win. Like the what happens with Jews is like the kosher dialectic that they create means they just win because they just.
Hey, are you still listening? You should get behind the paywall. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and get yourself a subscription.
Exploit the middle point, and then like they're like that's actually ideal. The paralysis is actually what's ideal for them. And speaking of Jews and what you were talking about, suburbanization, the beginning of this article is highly funny. Because he says, when famed developer William Levitt, do we want to go into this?
No, we have to take a break now.
Okay, we're going to go into, I want to actually read this article.
No,
this
article is good. I saw that too, and I was like.
Dude, it gets better. It gets better. And that's why, literally, just one quick, before you go, real quick.
It's literally the second Levittown.
It's so funny. Remember when I actually said, is that the first one? But it's the second one, because the first one was on Long Island.
I thought it was a coincidence.
It's just
it never is.
It's never a coincidence. I just want to say one thing, that upon reading, like, the first paragraph and then, like, the first couple sentences of the second paragraph, I was like, this guy's Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
And I was right.
Yeah.
But that's, again, I don't even need to, like, brag about me write on that anymore because it's just like, yeah, no. It's also like, oh, he's writing an opinion column for a major American newspaper.
Right.
He's Jewish.
Right, right.
Okay. Because they're the only ones that get to express their opinions. But yeah.
All right. So let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll go have some. We racked up a lot of. We want to have some ham. We want to have some cheese powder. And what other food? We mentioned all kinds of food this hour.
I don't know.
Anything that doesn't come from a small farm.
I want a big farm.
I want processed
crap. Anything that was farmed.
You don't have to worry about
fuck
that. There's no small farms. Left.
No.
I just want a bouillon cube. I'll just like suck on that.
Oh. Dunk that right in the ramen. All right, we'll be right back.
You are listening.
Whoops.
Show up. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're going to offend you. Isn't it funny? La, 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 la.